Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Bow, you shits!
The real war isn't between a few squabbling houses. It's between the living and the dead.
Winter is coming.
Why are all the gods such vicious cunts?
Chaos isn't a pit. Chaos is a ladder.
The shield that guards the realms of men.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
I drink, and I know things.
You're the worst shit in the Seven Kingdoms!
Death is the enemy, the first enemy, and the last.
I am the god of jits and wine.
Welcome back. My name is Chris.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things, the future number one House of the Dragon podcast, baby.
The future.
We're predicting it right now.
The way of the future.
We're actually in uncharted territory right now, folks. We've got a bunch of cameras set up. They're all looking at me. There's blue lights. We've got soundboards and dampeners and foamy things on the ceiling. Steve has built his monstrosity. And we're testing
not even
it out.
Finished yet? This is only phase one.
Phase one. Phase two. What's phase two?
That's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Black Panther. That's
okay. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
He's Ozymandias, and we're hanging out in is it Xanadu?
Xanadu.
Oh, that city that he has.
Yeah,
I can't remember what he calls the city either. Yeah, that's weird.
I don't think it's Xanadu.
I don't think it's Xanadu.
That's the '80s movie.
Anyway, all to say is Ozymandias, he had works that we looked on and despaired, and this studio is Steve's works.
It is, and it's glorious. We hope you all get to see it soon. We're actually filming this right now. We don't know how well it's going to work because it's a test run for Sunday when House of the Dragon drops. House of the Dragon, by the way, just dropped the third teaser. I believe the final one before the show actually premieres on Sunday on HBO Max. If you haven't checked that out yet, you should go to @HeroMode on Twitter and or Instagram and find the trailer there. It's actually a really good sneak peek at the show. It was amazing. I didn't think I could get any more hyped up. But I did.
But he did. He's over here. He's at full hype right
full
now.
Hype.
Full hype.
And on the sleep that I'm on right now, which is very little, the hype just it's like inversely proportional almost.
You don't know where the dragons end and your baby begins.
It's like it's exactly. There were so many dragons in that teaser. Both versions of Rhaenyra. We got Otto Hightower. We got King Viserys. And of course, Daemon, Matt Smith himself.
Of course.
He's going to crush it. I'm so excited for this show is going to be so amazing. And to hear that score again. Anyway, we don't have to wax poetic just yet. Just look forward to that. Today's show is going to be super neat. I put a lot of time into this. I'm probably 12 minutes at one point on. So I made a. So this is how it's going to work, guys. It's going to be a trivia game. We've done a few of these episodes before. trivia game, Andy fighting Steve to the metaphorical death.
Mano y mano. Let the gods decide. A trial by combat.
This is the way that
this studio ain't big enough for the both of us.
We did not license that music. So we have two Jeopardy boards, one of which is House of the Dragon themed, because I presume they'll go very quickly. The other is the Rings of Power themed, Lord of the Rings, I should say. So Game of Thrones. Okay. So Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings. If it's a tie, as in one of you wins Game of Thrones and one of you wins the Lord of the Rings Jeopardy, there's going to be a very quick tie breaker that I've envisioned. And I'm open to
fight to the death.
Yeah, we're just going to physically fight at that point. Like Matthew Modine style.
Okay.
Except with adults.
I hope you've come to the jungle prepared.
It's Matthew Modine fights baby.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, man. That baby just smacked Matthew Modine, man.
It's a dream come true. I am the child fights.
So the tiebreaker I envisioned, and I'm open to feedback on this because it was kind of like I guess we need a tiebreaker kind of thing. Oh, fuck. I meant to do like a daily double. Not daily double. What's the last thing at the end of Jeopardy?
Final Jeopardy.
I need a final Jeopardy question for each. I'll just have to off the cuff.
Okay.
But anyway, you each name as many characters from either franchise as you can in 10 seconds, and I'll tally each one. That was the tiebreaker I came up with.
Do we do it at the same time, or else like Andy will go first and I just steal the ones that he says?
That's true. No, you can't steal.
What if we just go back and forth, like until one of us forgets someone? Like I'll say Ned Stark and you'll go Brandon Stark, and then I'll go Rickon Stark, and then you'll go.
No, because you can go for hours.
Until we run out or repeat.
Well, this is what we do in the post process, Chris. We'll do this, and then I'll have like a really long fade between the beginning and end. But there'll be a fade so you all can know that time has passed.
Okay. So that's what you want to do, go back and forth, and whoever can't say someone loses?
Sure.
And how long do they have to say someone?
That's up to you, man. You're the game master.
3 seconds?
You're the dungeon master.
Should we do 3 seconds? That seems like a long time.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I think that'll work.
I can do 5 if you're scared.
No, I ain't scared.
We're just okay. And that's just the tiebreaker. If one of you just destroys the other one in both boards, then it makes this very simple. So that's what we're going to do, guys. So you at home,
we have a chance at the Game of Thrones board.
And then full disclosure. Okay. Full disclosure. I was working, I worked my 9 to 5, and then I had a bunch of TikTok jobs that I needed to complete. And then of course I have a newborn baby and all that stuff. So I made the House of the Dragon Jeopardy board whole cloth. That's all Chris. I pulled the other one offline. I don't even know the questions that are in it.
For the Rings of Power?
Yes.
Oh, I'm definitely not winning that one then.
I don't think so. I think it's actually more simple than I would have made it, would be my guess. I looked at a few questions. It's like, what is the finest weed is in the South farthing? And it's like, Old Toby. No, it's not that simple, but it's up there. So that's what's on par for today. If you haven't guessed yet or explicitly understood what I was saying, we're now fully pivoting into our new version for the remainder of August and all of September, some of October, I think. So what we're going to do is we're going to cover House of the Dragon each week.
Half of October.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah,
a lot. So for the next 10 weeks or so, we're going to be covering House of the Dragon every Sunday. So those episodes will drop on Monday, and then we'll watch Rings of Power episodes after the initial debut. Once they come out in September, we'll probably drop those episodes on Saturdays. Is that right, Steve?
I believe so.
Because they come out Thursday at midnight Eastern Standard. And so we're going to watch them on Friday together. Mm-hmm. But those first few Rings of Power episodes will drop on the premiere day. So that'll be cool. And that's what you, and every
round about the premiere day.
Yeah. And then I know Steve and Andy have to get up for work the next morning. Yeah. It's a struggle.
I think. Are they doing multiple? Are they dropping 3 episodes on Friday, the first week for Rings of Power?
I assume that's how Amazon.
It's 2 episodes.
It's 2?
It's okay. Only 2? Mm-hmm. We should be able to drop it. Well, I'm not the editor, but at least the first episode will drop on Friday, right?
Oh, no, the first episode for sure.
Okay, cool. Because that's what we do. We're early and first, baby. Mm-hmm. That's what my wife knows about me.
If you ain't first, you're last.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I tell her every time.
It's cool, baby. I did that on purpose.
She's like, there's only 2 of us. If you ain't first, you're obviously last. And I don't know why she talks like that. She's not from the Deep South. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at StreamThingPod. That's at StreamThingPod. You can follow me, Chris, on Twitter at MoviesAreTherapy, and Steve
May 13,
and Andy
at AndyMostDays.
And you can also subscribe to our Patreon if that is your wish at patreon.com/streamingthings. We've got a variety of tiers with benefits, as I've been saying for weeks. I think we're about 2 weeks out now from having a revamped Patreon with some extra benefits, extra tiers.
It'll be a September to remember.
September.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And then we're going to be like, you know, we'll wake you up when September ends because the Patreon is going to.
The bills do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. Hey, get up. We need your money. If you can't support the show financially, we understand it's very hard times out here. That's completely understandable. Just do us a favor and rate the show. Give us a rating and a review wherever you're listening to this. That helps us tremendously, boosts us in the feeds, bumps the algorithm, if you will. Algae Rhythm himself notices when you do that. And that helps us a great deal. And it helps offset those random 3-star mentions that are upset that we mentioned the Patreon. Stuff like that.
We got them.
Got them.
We got them.
What we also love that person and whoever that is. Thank you for ever listening to us. That means the world to us. Are there any more bits? Oh, you can email us. Streamingthingspod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Streamingthingspod@gmail.com.
Got it.
He's having a stroke right now. Listen, you can't see this, but.
Oh, quick shout out. Can I do this? Quick shout out.
It's your show, man. You can do whatever you want.
Enza shipped She shipped a package to us, Streaming Things, all the way from the far reaches of Belgium, which I think
north of the wall.
I don't think any explorers or anybody have been to Belgium in centuries. So I don't know where she found a mailbox.
Some brave, intrepid soul.
Oh, my gosh. This was the sweetest, most thoughtful thing that I had ever thought of ever anybody doing. She sent me this package with all this baby stuff and a note to the whole podcast about, you know, wishing us well in general, some baby toys, baby clothes, a bunch of like Belgium candy and sweets. Is that what it's called? Belgium? Or is it like Belgish?
Isn't it Belgian?
Belgian, like a Belgian waffle. Yeah. And in fact, some of the things that were in there.
It's a Belgium waffle.
It's a Belgiumese waffle. Why would anyone listen to this? Belgiumese? I was 80% kidding, but I 100% did not remember the word Belgian. But Enza, that was so.
That was incredibly
kind of you. I teared up. I love the note that you wrote. That was a great surprise. And so, yeah, I just want to shout that out. Enza has been one of our longtime listeners. She was listening to the show when there was like 50 people.
Yep.
4 years ago.
When there literally was out of many one.
Out of many one. Yes. She's been listening to the show so long, she gets that joke.
Yeah.
Out of many one. So extreme gratitude. So moving on, let's jump right into these Jeopardy games.
I'm ready. I'm right. So ready.
You guys want to start with House of the Dragon?
I've been listening to Game of Thrones trivia all day.
Oh, shit.
You've
been pre-gaming?
Have you really?
I was stretching. I was doing all sorts of things.
You didn't do any of that. I can tell.
I learned that George R. R. Martin calls House of Dragon Hot D.
I did not know that.
And that is the vernacular from this point forward.
How did we streaming things? That is on brand for us. Not come up with Hot D.
Mm. I refuse to look at it in that light, Chris. I like to look at it as George R. R. Martin is one of the boys. He's one of us because that's something he beat us there, but we would have got there eventually.
Somewhere in this on this earth, I think in Maine is where he lives. He's like a sailor, you old sailor, you. Mm. George Martin's just, you know, got his little tugboat and he's tugboating around. Definitely not writing. And he's saying, dibs on skin.
That's definitely not writing.
He's a Streaming Things fan. Okay. Here's the five categories in the Hot D Jeopardy game. Okay. Mm. Wait, to play the music, man. Don't you have it in there somewhere?
No.
Oh, it's okay. Well, here, pull up the dings and the buzzers.
Yeah, I got. So correct answer.
Uh-huh.
Incorrect answer.
And I'm gonna try to give you a thumbs up rather than trying to reach across to your.
You give me the visual cue and I'll press it.
Here's the five categories in the Hot D Jeopardy game. There's Name That Sword, A Plague of Both Your Houses. Full disclosure, I like that clever name. I did not honor its title in the actual questions.
What are these? Like, break down what these categories are.
Name That Sword. You get that idea, right?
Yeah, sure. you name a sword.
A Plague of Both Your Houses was supposed to be like house specific trivia between the Lannisters and the Starks. It does not work out that way all the time. So one or two of these is just going to be a surprise curveball.
Mm. Okay.
Capulet.
And then this one's called and Twins. Because it's about the, you know, I can't tell you what it's about sometimes because that's some of the answers, right? But there's, suffice it to say, in the show, there's a castle called The Twins, but there's also important characters who are twins. And I made both of those fair game in this category.
Okay.
This category is called Do You Like Dragons?
100. No.
Do you like dragons?
That was the joke about the dragons joke. Dragon these, you know. So anyway, all those questions pertain to dragons. And then the final category is awards and miscellaneous.
You got tired.
I did. I was in a mad rush to complete this. And so these are regarding some of the awards the show has won, and also questions I came up with that didn't fit into the other four categories. So I called it awards and miscellaneous, baby.
Baby.
How do we decide who goes first? Andy, pick a number between 1 and 10. Hold on. I got to pick one first. That's how this works. Done.
I just pick and you're like, wrong, Steve. You're first.
All right, I picked one.
9.
1.
I think Steve won. It was 4.
Steve won.
Okay. So, Steve, you go first. Your team won. Team 1 is Steve.
Okay. I will choose a plague of both your houses for 100.
A plague of both your houses for 100. The number of children that Eddard and Catelyn Stark have together.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's him, her, him. Is it just 4?
Is that your final answer?
Or what is 4? I didn't get
a chance to steal. Oh, I fucked it up. You do have a chance to steal typically, but not now, baby.
Yeah.
I messed it up.
Who is 5? You forgot Rickon.
No, I named, in my brain,
Bran.
Oh, I forgot Bran. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot. You know, how could I forget Bran? He had the greatest story of all of them. So great. They wrote him out of a whole fucking season.
All right. I potentially screwed Andy out of an early lead, and I feel very sorry for that.
That's okay. But
Andy, it goes to you now.
Is it my turn? Because I didn't steal, so she wouldn't still be Steve? It's fine.
No, you got a wrong answer.
A plague of both your houses for 200.
This question is the house that Catelyn belonged to before marrying Ned.
What is House Tully?
That is correct, baby bird. That is correct. Andy, your next category.
Let's stick with it. A plague of both your houses for 300.
Plague of both your houses, 300. The name of Arya's dire wolf.
Who is Nymeria?
That is correct.
You're crushing it, Andy. Oh, nice, my gosh. Man.
Andy, next.
Let's do Name That Sword for 100.
Oh, he's changing it up.
The name of the Stark family sword.
What is ice?
Andy's crushing it.
Let's do.
Are we ever going to get this board back over to me? I don't know. I think Andy's going to like run roughshod.
On the board.
He's going to go Aegon Targaryen on this landmass and conquer it.
Let's do Name That Sword for 200.
The name of the two swords made from Ned Stark's sword.
Oh, man. What are
booty, 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 booty.
Widow's Wail and
is he gonna have it?
Bam, 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 bam.
He's thinking.
Bam, bam,
boom, boom.
Lion's Pride. I can't
remember. Steve with a chance. Wait, do I have to subtract from Andy now?
Yes.
Steve with the chance to steal.
What is Widow's Wail and Oathkeeper?
Dang, that's it.
Oh, baby, I'm back.
He's back. He's back.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, back on the board that quickly. Your next category, Steve.
I'm going to flush it down the toilet right away. Let's go. Mm-hmm. A plague of both your houses for 400.
Wow, that was bold. Jon Snow's real name.
Is it Aemon Targaryen? What is Aemon Targaryen?
Who is Aegon Targaryen?
Oh, I said Aemon. Goddamn Targaryens and their names.
Yeah, man. They are very, very close together, but no less wrong. And Andy, back in action.
Let's do Name That Sword for 300.
Name That Sword for 300. You guys should both be calling me Mr. President per my last victory on this game.
Oh, that's right. You won the presidency. Yeah, Jeopardy.
Mr. President.
Mr. President, we're so sorry about that.
Happy birthday.
His birthday is coming up, too.
Mm-hmm. The name of Arya Stark's sword.
What is Needle?
Boop. All right.
It's Needle.
Next category, Andy.
What is and twins for 100?
And twins for 100. The house that controls the castles known as the twins.
What is House Frey?
Bing bong. Bing bong, you made it. Oh, now I'm going to cry.
Just for the listeners at home, give them an update on the score.
So the score currently is Andy with 1,200, Steve with 200. But this is anybody's game still.
I'm coming in from the backside. You know me. I like to sneak in the back door.
You need to work on your trash talk there, buddy. Andy, next category.
You're coming all over my... let's do and twins for 200.
Twins. And twins for 200. Which Lannister twin is older?
Who is Cersei?
That is correct. Did you guess 50-50?
No, I'm pretty sure I remembered that.
Okay. That's why I put this so low, because it's kind of a deep cut, but it's also a 50-50 mm-hmm. guess.
Yeah.
All right, next category.
Do you like dragons for 100?
I feel like you're trying to sell me something.
You like dags? The largest dragon in living memory.
Who is Balerion the Dread?
Do I give it?
I would give it. That's close enough.
Balerion the Black Dread.
Oh, well, okay. I missed the black part. I'm sorry.
And Andy, next category.
Let's do awards and miscellaneous for 100.
Okay.
Andy's being very exploratory with these categories. I like it. I like your method here.
The only cast member to win an Emmy for their role.
An enemy for their role?
An enemy!
Oh, geez.
You have made an enemy of me, sir.
Who is Peter Dinklage? Nice.
It's correct. Good guess.
Which is surprising because there's a lot of great talent on that show.
Dude, honestly.
Really great work.
Yeah, Mark Addy, bow your shit. That should have won.
Dude, just that scene of him going like, not seven kingdoms could leave the hole she left behind. Like that scene. So for him and...
is that in the crypts?
Sean Bean? Lana Headey should have won for that scene alone.
Oh, yeah. Andy, next category. Running the board.
Do a plague of both your houses for 500.
Wow. Trying to put Steve to sleep. 1600 to 200. A plague of both your houses. The name of Jaime, Cersei, and Tyrion's mother.
Oh, man. Oh, that is a deep cut.
Yeah, that is. I don't.
Yeah, the difficulty ramped up there, but I was trying to make sure it was a 500.
I don't know if I could get this one.
It's only mentioned a couple times in the 50,000 words, I think. Maybe once in the show.
Oh, geez. Okay.
He's thinking real hard, guys. He's facing me, but his eyes are above me because he doesn't want to pierce into my soul as he thinks, because he knows I'll just fuck with his thoughts.
Does it start with a T?
And twins?
okay. Let's say...
I wish that I had that music for whenever you pick that category.
Who is Taena Lannister?
Steve, would you like to try to steal?
No.
Okay.
I'm already in the hole enough as it is. Who is it?
The answer is, who is Joanna?
Joanna.
Joanna was her name. She was me. And Steve, what is your next category?
Let's go with, do you like dragons for 200?
Do you like dragons for 200? The enormous castle famously roasted by Aegon the Conqueror and his dragons.
What is Harrenhal?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
So funny story. It was only Balerion, but I couldn't say that without maybe you picked 200 before the last question for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
And that made this difficult.
I think when we did the President's Day quiz, one of you two was like doing that, like 500 for this one, like not even hitting the previous ones.
I was probably me because I was trying to do wild swings. It worked out. I'm Mr. President.
You're a madman.
Judge my tactics.
You're a madman. Let's go with and twins for 300.
Thank you. The song that cued the start of the Red Wedding.
What is the Reigns of Castamere?
Yes.
Steve, back in action, 700. Mm-hmm. Andy with 1,100. It is anybody's race at this point.
Andy, look at my eyes. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that heat coming on?
I'm the captain now.
I am the captain now.
And Steve, next choice.
Let's keep things interesting. Let's do awards and miscellaneous for 200.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember what this is. The last Stark to die on screen.
Who is Rickon Stark?
Steve, coming on strong.
Poor Rickon, we hardly knew you.
Yeah, just run zigzag, buddy.
He just wanted to hang out with Shaggy Dog.
And Steve, next category.
Let's go with name that sword for 400.
Ooh, I'm
feeling frisky.
That was a bad choice, Steve.
Was it?
I don't feel like your sword knowledge is on par with your dragons.
Probably not.
And you know a lot about miscellaneous things.
I do.
You might get this one. The name of Jon Snow's sword.
Oh... damn it.
Darn, that's not right. No. I draw damn it and challenge ye.
I know it was a Mormont sword originally because it had the bear pommel and it got turned into a wolf pommel.
Bear wolf. Man bear pig.
Dang it. I'm blanking. I'm absolutely blanking on
Steve what it is. Be absolutely blanking. No pressure, but you go right back down to 500 and give Andy a chance to ride your failure to victory. But other than that, there is zero pressure in this question.
There is zero pressure.
You got nothing. You're drawing a complete blank, aren't you?
I am. Let's go with, you know what? I don't know what it is. So I'm just going to name his sword for him because I'm sure whatever it is totally lame compared to what I'm about to tell him his sword should be. Mm-hmm. John, what is Jon Snow's sword? What is Needle Dick? Oh, what?
Andy, would you like to steal?
Dude, I can't think of it. No, I do not want to steal.
He does not steal. The answer is, what is Longclaw?
Longclaw.
Oh, yeah.
I could remember claw, but I couldn't move beyond that.
Andy, your game again.
Okay. Let's do awards and miscellaneous for 300.
All right. The name of the member of Daenerys' court who is recast midway through the show. Pretty miscellaneous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what is that guy's name? I can picture him.
Yeah, I can picture him too, but I'm really struggling to remember his name.
Both of you know his name.
Who is Dario Naharis?
That's it.
I knew you knew it. I knew that you knew.
Did he only get recast once?
He did.
It's a mountain who got the mountain recast like four times.
All right, Andy.
Let's do and twins. For 400.
And twins for 400. The Lord of the Crossing who rules the twins is a vassal of this great house.
Who are the Arryns?
Steve, chance to steal.
Who are the Tyrells? Damn it.
Is it Tully?
It is Tully.
Oh, dang. It is the Tullys. You're right.
It's the Riverlands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve, you're bored.
Well, let's see. What are we at? Andy's at 1,000. I'm at 100.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much even.
We're going to be in the negative. Okay, let's go with, do you like dragons for 300?
All right. Dragons it is. The name of Danny's largest dragon.
Danny's largest dragon is, who is Drogon?
That is correct.
For whatever reason in my mind, I had Drogo stuck.
I'm yeah, like, no, same.
Not Drogo. Same. Not Drogo.
I did the same thing, dude. We're mind melded.
Mind meld.
Do you like dragons for 400?
Okay. The name of Danny's mostly green dragon.
Who is Viserys?
Andy, chance to steal.
I can't think of the third one. Oh my God, hang on.
I couldn't remember which color was which.
I don't. And Viserys isn't a dragon. It's just close.
I thought she named it after.
She did, but it's always slightly different in the way that Drogon's different than Drogo.
Hang on.
But I was close.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have given it to you. Okay. I would have maybe given it to you.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me that now.
If it wasn't wrong.
If it was right, maybe we would have had something.
Yeah.
You were so close in the fact that you were like near it, but you were still wrong. Meanwhile, Andy's over there like fiddling through a book.
Yeah. Right. All right, Andy, I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
Rhaegal.
Oh, I got it right.
That is correct, actually. Steve tried to get you.
Wait, that's not close to Viserys at all.
No, the one you were thinking was still wrong, but it's close enough. It's Viserion.
Viserion. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
See what I'm saying now?
Okay.
We're saying the same thing.
I thought you were saying that, like, I had the name super close, and then Annie comes in hot with Rhaegal. I'm like, what the fuck? I've been lied to.
Wait, did I subtract like I was supposed to just now? There's no way you're at 400, right?
No, there's no way I'm at 400.
All right, 1400 to zero. Anybody's game. Andy's bored.
Hey, I could technically still come back.
100%.
Let's do awards and miscellaneous for 400.
All right. The anachronistic item found in frame in season 8.
You're going to have to be more specific.
A coffee cup. Starbucks cup.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, you were going to give it to him for a coffee cup?
It wasn't actually a Starbucks cup.
It was.
It was a, wasn't it a craft services cup?
I'm almost positive it had the little green symbol and everything.
Okay. I know that that fuck up was worth like millions of dollars in free advertising for Starbucks.
For sure.
Yeah.
And another 20,000 for the VFX.
But I think season 8 had multiple anachronistic items that popped up.
You said you're going to have to be specific. That's what you meant.
Yeah. Because there were watches that actors were wearing underneath their tunics.
Hey, man, you'd have had a good solid argument had it been your question.
That's hey, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to create a dialogue about this nerd shit on this nerd show.
Look, man, I'm Mr. President.
Let's do and twins.
And
500
and twins. You got to say it right. The name of the woman that Robb Stark marries that angers Walder Frey. I put Walter Frey in full disclosure. That is not his name.
I am the one who knocks.
Have you seen the TikTok of the British? Because there's this guy. No. So he's like, why does America? This is a terrible accent. Why does America always remake United Kingdom shows, but Britain never remakes American shows? And he's trying to make like a
good point. Yeah.
And then it's stitched with a guy from England that's redoing Breaking Bad. And he's like, oh, I'm the cunt who knocks. And he just does a bunch of other like lines that are hilarious.
That's awesome.
That's great. So I know it's different in the book than it is in the show. We're talking about the show, right?
The show.
Okay.
Ooh, he's thinking.
This is one of like two or three questions I would not have gotten had I not made this quiz.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. It's a toughie.
You know, it's brave of you to come out and say that.
You know what? I'm just feeling brave today.
Respect.
I don't know. Who is Tessa?
Steve, chance to steal.
I'm not stealing that.
He declines the steal.
I don't know who that is.
Her name is Talisa.
Oh, I was so close.
So fucking close, bro.
I don't know you.
You puckered me up. Steve, you if you get all up. Three of these correct, you have a chance at solid victory.
Well, I hope you're proud of yourself, Annie, because this whole time I've been laying a trap. Get ready for me to fuck on you.
Fuck on.
You want to fuck on me?
Let's go with awards and miscellaneous for 500.
Award. Oh, I wish you hadn't chosen this one, Steve.
Why?
The number of Emmys Game of Thrones won in total.
Oh, Jesus.
How?
Because I have made several TikToks about this, and I have talked about this on the show. In fact, at the beginning of the last month when we started hyping up House of the Dragon, this is one of the talking points that I had. I'm begging you to listen to me, Steve.
Well.
But I also knew it was hyper-specific and that this was a bad way to start your confidence.
What is 8 Emmys?
Is that really your guess?
Yeah.
Does that sound like an impressive amount?
Hey, you know what? They clearly hate the actors, so maybe they hate the goddamn show.
I have gone on at length about how this show has won more Emmys than any other show in history, except Saturday Night Live. Which is bullshit and doesn't count because it's been running since 1975.
If it wasn't on this show, I didn't hear it.
But Steve's going with 8. Andy, chance to steal?
Don't want to steal that. But I'll guess to keep things interesting. And I'll try to steal. Let's say 31.
The answer is 59. Just shy of 8.
Dang. Just shy of 8.
I was close.
You were, buddy.
I was close.
I get it. I thought maybe you like, because you have 5 Emmys. 6, actually, because there's an honorary one or something, right?
Yeah, I've lost count.
So here's what Steve's theory. This was Steve's theory. I'm going to guess that Game of Thrones has 2 more Emmys than me, Steve May 13.
Steve, I think you need 7 more.
I'm the Game of Thrones of Southern Ohio.
Okay? You are, and you're the dick and balls of streaming things, yep. And you're a very important man.
I'm the
man.
Kevin Feige of streaming things. We've gone over this ad nauseum. Well,
you need the hat. I got the hat.
The hat's important.
Yeah, but I got the talent.
It's true. But that's not Kevin Feige. Andy, chance to take over the board.
All right, let's do name that.
Hold on. It's 800 to negative 500. Anybody's game. Now go.
Let's do name that sword for 500.
Do you know what, like, you guys remember when we play president stuff and I'm like negative 2,500? That's fun.
And Annie's at like negative 2,600 and that's how you became Mr. President.
That's fun, Jeopardy.
That sounds pretty accurate if we're being real.
The name of the sword of House Tarly.
Oh,
God damn.
It's actually a huge plot point.
Yeah. Yeah. Good God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Good God.
Good God.
Name that sword.
Good God.
Let me think. Okay. Tarly's. What is their house sigil? It is a thing. It's a Tarly. Gnarly Tarly.
It's a gnarly Tarly.
The Westerosi Tarly.
I am going to go with what is Silvertooth.
Silvertooth is not correct. Steve, chance to steal.
Well, I would have to steal to even have a chance.
Yes.
At fucking on Andy.
You could go into the final Jeopardy positive 200 at zero and you have nothing to bet.
Sure, I do have nothing to bet.
So what do you win in Final Jeopardy if you have nothing to bet?
That's true.
Nothing, right?
Nothing.
So there is no Final Jeopardy unless you get both of these.
I know.
Is that how I'm talking out loud. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You're right. You have to get both of these.
Yeah. Thank you, Trebek.
Do you have any inkling of what this might be?
Honestly, Chris? I do not.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to break this down. I'm going to try to break this down. Andy, let's break this down together. Tarly. They're all about hunting and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, yes.
They're all about hunting.
They are.
His dad's like super into it. He's got a...
talking about Randall?
Randall Tarly. He's all about hunting and shit. He's got a son named Dickon. He's got a son named Samuel.
He does.
Is it Samuel or Samwell?
Samwell.
He hates Samwell. Samwell loves his mom. Don't know his mom's name.
He loves Dickon.
She seems like a nice lady. Dickon seems like a simple chap, but a nice dude overall. He's a pretty cool dude.
He was like the one he was the person I pointed to, and people were like, Daenerys never killed nobody that didn't deserve it. And I was like, he didn't deserve it.
Dickon, like
he was kind of a dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All he did was go to the Umbrella Academy and graduate with all full honors.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it is that guy.
It is that guy.
Wow.
Did you guys just put that together?
I didn't have like absurd muscles.
Get points for that?
Let me see. No.
Ah, damn it. okay. Chris, can we get a hint?
I will give you a hint.
Okay.
It is two syllables.
Okay.
And it is sort of related to hunting or killing in general. It's similar to the cadence of like a widow's wail.
Okay.
And it's that kind of word.
But it's two syllables, you said.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
But it's that kind of thing. Widow's wail is a noun, and then what it is to that noun, and it's the same structure in the name. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But it's two syllables.
It sounds like bang bang. That's what it sounds like.
Bang bang. Is that what you're okay, so it's hunting. It's two syllables.
Not necessarily hunting.
Murdering.
Killing.
Killing.
Death's Bane.
That's a good one.
Andy is so fucking close.
Okay, so
I'm assuming it's Bane. Yeah.
What would be a good killing name for a sword? Like, what would it be a good thing to be a bane of?
Death's Bane.
What is the source of all life?
Life's
in
Bane.
A body.
Blood's Bane.
Source of semen's Bane.
Oh. What is Heart's Bane?
Nice.
Steve got it with no help. 0 to 300, folks.
I really thought you were going to ask, what is Sir Arthur Dayne's sword? That's what I thought. The 500.
The Sword of the Morning, Sir Arthur Dayne?
Yeah.
It's got another name as well.
He is the Sword.
He's the Sword of the Morning. His sword's name is
Starfall, I think.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's Star something.
It is not Starfall.
Or maybe that's the city he's from. There's something Starfall
that's a city, I think.
Yeah. There's something to do with Starfall with that guy. That's a dude I wish
was Dawn.
Dawn, that's it.
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
All right, Steve.
All right. Do you like dragons for 500?
I don't remember what this is. The man who... you're fucked. The man who gifted Dany her dragon eggs.
I don't know his last name. I know his first name.
I'll give it to you if it's correct.
Who is Ilario?
That is correct.
No, that is not. It's Illyrio Mopatis.
He's got a speech impediment.
Ilario.
Who is Illyrio Mopatis? That's right, baby. Steve with 500. Andy with 300. What a loser, Andy.
Andy, I told you, step up to the king, you get knocked down.
Okay. Final Jeopardy question. Both of you jot down your bets. I didn't bring any pen or paper. Just don't lie.
Okay.
and give me a second to think of a question.
What is Sir Arthur Dayne's sword?
Okay. Hold on. Okay. What lands is Brienne of Tarth from?
Wait, isn't that a...
What?
Andy doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
You said, where is Brienne of Tarth from? Oh,
I get it now.
Okay. Oh, that's you guys are both going to get that question, I think, probably.
Yeah, it's Tarth.
Not that question, the one I just thought of. Okay, here's the question.
Okay.
You have 10 seconds. Is that not long enough?
I think the actual Final Jeopardy song is like 15 seconds, but 10 seconds.
I'm going to do 15. Okay. You have 15 seconds to come up with what is the nickname for Brienne's homeland?
Oh my god.
Here's the new Jeopardy question.
I like this one.
Boom. You guys are donezo. Andy,
yeah.
How much did you bet?
I bet all of it. I bet 300.
300. What is your answer?
The gift.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Andy is negative 200.
How does that work?
Because you bet all of your stuff.
He should have only lost 300. Because
that's right. I was doing Steve's joint. There you go. Andy's at
zero.
Zero. It won't let me do zero. Andy's at zero.
As it should be. And he's at zero. I bet 250.
You liar.
I did not lie.
Steve is a liar. He's known to lie. He bet 250.
I bet 250. And
I bet 50.
What is your answer?
I don't think this is right, but I think I'm half right. Is it like the Island of Sapphires?
Oh, God, you're right.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's Sapphire Isle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do I give him it?
Yeah, I give it to him.
Okay. So Steve has 750.
750.
Andy has zero. Mm-hmm. That's a somehow tragic wind. A tragic end.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it, but that's okay.
Steve is the victim.
Andy got maybe 75% of those questions right.
Yeah, like, but he didn't play the game right. And also I gave you a hint at the most crucial moment.
I also tried to steal when if I didn't, the game would have literally been over. And I just was like, that's dumb if I don't do that. So
that's true. He did.
And you tried to steal at the beginning and I didn't let you.
Yeah, that's okay.
That was 100 points.
You won. You earned it. You earned it.
Other than the 600 points we took from Andy.
Mr. President.
But that's still, he's winning by more than 600. Therefore.
Mm-hmm. Vis-a-vis.
Concordedly.
These are the Jeopardy squares of power.
So if Steve wins Lord of the Rings, there is no shenanigans game. Okay.
I feel like I want to lose.
Here's what I don't like about how I did this. If I didn't make these questions.
Okay.
If I don't know the answer, how do I know if you're right or wrong?
Just click on it real quick. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, we're just going to figure it out.
Why don't you move the laptop to where we can't see it and you just read us the questions?
Is that an answer?
Do you have your phone on you? Go on your Chromebook and follow the link that you generated for this, and then you can look at it on your phone.
Mm.
Because you can access this anywhere because it creates a custom link.
Ooh, but I didn't bookmark it. This is the template.
Is this on a website or?
Yeah, it's on a website.
Yeah, the website.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Just follow it.
Yeah.
You must go to the pass of Catamas and fly, you fools.
Flame of Hondon.
Flame of Uldum.
That's pretty good.
Go back into the shadow.
All right, I found it.
Tell me, where is Chris? For I have much desire to speak with him.
He has fallen into shadow.
Did you give him my rope? Not to the fat one.
That was a funny
Galadriel, funny you know episode. How much I like my ropes.
Somebody made fun of me for saying Galadriel. Now I feel stupid. I feel still like a stupid head.
Well, they can eat my asshole.
Wow.
And you're going in hot.
If you're down, email streamingthingspod. All right. So
did you find it okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Here are the categories. Finish that line. Trivia.
Yeah. That's the most redundant trivia category name ever.
His second category is Lord of the Rings questions. Geography of Middle Earth, characters, and quote the quoter. So two of these categories are quotes, which I thought would be fun.
All right. We like quotes.
Me likey quotes, yeah. Steve says. And long since time. Steve is the victor, I'm going to allow him. He won soundly against Andy last game. Yep. Allow him Crush to start it. The game first.
Oh, Mr. President, can you say that again one time?
Here's what sucks about us helping Steve out potentially is I think Steve's Lord of the Rings knowledge is pretty high.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway,
it's cool. It's cool.
So full disclosure, when I said I was practicing and like researching Game of Thrones stuff, mm-hmm. I was actually researching Hot D stuff. So all my research I did this afternoon helped me not.
Well, I didn't want to put spoilers for the show in the Jeopardy game.
Well, I thought you would be like, who are the Hightowers? And I'd be like, I know who them are.
I know who them are. Well, they're in the books Game of Thrones as well, but yeah. I didn't do that.
Like, what is the name of Daemon's dragon? I know that one.
What is it, Steve?
Caraxes.
I think it's Caraxes.
Tomato, tomato.
I actually said Caraxes too, but then I realized that Rhaenyra's dragon's name is Syrax.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, the S and the C can have the same sound. That would be silly for George to do.
Do you think the dragon Syrax is related to another dragon named Sektor, but it's red?
That would be so fucking badass. Yes. My head went there too.
I do.
That's so badass.
That's a Mortal Kombat joke for you. Yeah.
And then another one named Smoke.
But it's gray.
There's another one too. There's a whole bunch of them.
There's a whole bunch of cyborgs, yeah. Frost?
Yeah. Well, no, Frost is the lady.
Oh, she becomes a cyborg, though.
Really?
Yeah, but she doesn't look like the stereotypical ones.
Ah. Okay. Pick your question, Steve-O.
Okay, so let's go with finish that line for 100.
Tell me, what is finish that line for 100? Frodo, what are they? Aragorn, ring wraiths, Nazgul, neither blank, they were once men.
Oh, okay. Ring wraiths, Nazgul. Oh, okay. I saw this blank and thought it was one word. I'm like, what the fuck? What is neither living nor dead?
That is correct.
Yeah. I literally thought that blank meant one word. I'm like, neither but.
Neither one.
Neither but.
Ring race, nat school, neither one.
All right, Steve, with an early lead. What's your next question?
I'm gonna do the Andy method. I'm gonna explore the space.
Yeah,
I'm gonna explore the space. Let's go with trivia for 100.
The Lord of the Rings was shot in which country?
Oh my gosh, this is so hard, but
it's difficult.
What is New Zealand?
That is correct.
Hey, mean.
Ding.
Heard you been filming in my backyard?
Peace off.
I live in a little hobbit hole. I live there.
You can borrow it.
365 days of the year. Meaning I live there all year round.
Is there really only 365 days in New Zealand? I thought time was different.
It's a magical place.
It's actually 362.
Yeah, I thought it was there was 111 days. It's my 211th birthday.
I cannot wait to yell that Sunday when we record. Because my birthday will have been Saturday.
That's right.
But I will still yell
birthday.
It.
My birthday is the following, what is it, Friday?
I think so,
27th?
Yeah.
He slurs through that so bad.
It's my 111th birthday.
He's wasted, man. Leave the old man alone.
He deserved it, man. You make it to 111, the rules no longer apply to you. Plus you can murder a man, and you're allowed to get away with it.
The one ring allows you law. To process and metabolize alcohol differently as well. Mm-hmm. No hangover.
No, true.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
This ring is too powerful. Don't tempt me, Frodo. I don't want to fall off the wagon.
Because he rode there in a little wagon.
I got my 1,000-year chip yesterday.
I should very much like to hold it again.
He's on the marijuana maintenance program with the old Toby, though. I should very much like to hold it again.
Let's go with, you already read my mind, Chris. Geography of Middle Earth for 100.
The people of Rohan flee here when trouble arises.
What is Helm's Deep?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Took my shirt off.
Andy, which one should we do next?
Well, let's work our way down the board. We can find out what these actually are.
Yeah, characters for 100. Characters 100.
Éomer's sister.
Fuck, what's her name?
If you don't get this, I'm going to punch Andy in the face, Steve.
Who is Éowyn?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the best characters in the movies.
Was that a facade just now? Or did you actually struggle to think of the name?
I did actually struggle. Because there's only two women in the fucking trilogy, I was like, which one is it?
There's three. Thank you very much. Tell me, where are the women?
Oh, that's true. I forgot about Galadriel. Tell me.
Steve, next category, baby.
Quote the quoter for 100.
Quote the quoter. You cannot use the Palantir. They are not all accounted for. We do not know who else is watching.
Who is... What are you going to say, Andy?
Well, I was going to say, you started to do the voice.
I know. That is going to be difficult.
Just do it all like you're from Minnesota.
Okay. Okay.
Starting now.
It's too cold. It's too cold. That's all they say.
Who is Gandalf the White?
Sure.
Well, that's wrong.
It's not correct. You ruined it.
Is it not?
It's Gandalf gray.
He's gray. He's not the white yet.
Oh, that's right. damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take that from you. You got too arrogant.
For whatever reason, my brain went to the scene where he yells at Pip when Pip touches it. And he does that thing that Andy loves where he's like,
when he's in the tent. Andy can't steal because I clicked it. I'm going to give it to Andy because he's the one that corrected you.
He would have fucking gotten it. Give it to him.
And then, all right.
All right, let's do finish that line for 200.
Finish that line.
We're just going to go like we're reading a book with these categories.
Elrond says, bring forth
the ring, Frodo.
The bitches, Frodo. Come in, ladies. That is correct, I think.
He didn't say, after the ring.
Bring forth the ring. Frodo.
I'm just saying, he said he didn't say what is.
Well,
the
this
ring?
Guy didn't even. Whoever made this template didn't even phrase it properly.
You don't do that on.
This guy. We're gonna write him a nasty, nasty letter. Andy,
what was the question where we gave Chris the answer and then he didn't say what is, and then we had to ding him wrong anyway? It was funny.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
It happened.
I need to go back to it.
That was a good episode. If you guys haven't listened to the President's Day trivia episode from this past
year,
part two. Both of them are wonderful, but part two is.
Wasn't it part one where that happened, or was that?
No, it was the reason.
Part two was the Jeopardy version.
So funny. Let's do trivia for 200.
What other popular movies has Peter Jackson?
what kind of question is this?
Hold on, let me get through it. What other popular movies has Peter Jackson has also directed?
In parentheses, name one.
What other popular movies has Peter Jackson has also directed? Name one.
What is King Kong?
That is correct.
What did he put down? He didn't even direct Cabin Fever, did he?
I don't know.
He did a horror movie before Lord of the Rings.
But it was The Frighteners.
The Frighteners, that's right.
Oh. He did not direct Cabin Fever.
I gotta find out who directed Cabin Fever.
That was, what's his name? He's a big horror dude now. I can't think of his name.
A big whore. What does that have to do with anything?
He's a big whore.
Eli Roth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This motherfucker. How can we continue on this game knowing this guy?
It's because it's all we got, man.
I can't wait to see what the rest of the question.
It's all we've got. Andy, next category.
Let's do geography of Middle Earth.
The geography 200. Of Middle Earth. The Fellowship had to cross this narrow structure to escape the mines of Maoria. Give the structure and its name.
That's a 200 level question?
Wow.
God damn, that's hard.
That's really hard.
No, it is not.
It's not?
Think of Gandalf's vernacular, the way he talks.
Flame of Undern!
That way.
You shall not pass.
He says that. We have to go across the...
Go back into the shadows.
Fly, you fools.
What a great scene.
The Bridge of Moria.
Ooh, so close. Wrong. Steve, chance to steal.
Tie game. I'm going to try. I can vaguely hear him saying something, but I don't know if my...
If you just mumble in a Gandalf tone, I might give it to you.
The Pass of Kedaras.
Is that not it?
No.
Okay. What is it?
The Bridge of Khazad-dûm.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Steve, your category.
Character for 200, my dude.
Characters for 200. Elf of Lothlorien, servant of the Lady Galadriel, and the only elf that has died in the trilogy.
Oh, that's Aragorn's buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he cool, too.
He cool.
I actually wouldn't have gotten this.
I don't know his name either. I'm going to... Who is Dan?
Dan Poopy Pants. Yep.
Give me a second.
Steve now has negative 100. Andy with 300 and a chance to steal.
Hang on.
He's meditating.
The stakes have never been higher.
Mm.
It seems the difficulty of these questions shot up threefold from 100 to 200.
Just imagine 300.
I'm terrified.
Who is Hallfear?
Oh, he was two letters off on the alphabet. It is Haldir.
Oh, come on.
I will not come on, sir.
Oh. Well, I'm proud that I got that much.
You were. I was like stunned.
I'm proud of you too, man.
And Andy, it is your turn to pick a question.
Andy, let's quote the quoter.
Quote the quoter for 200. Quote the quoter.
To quote a quoter. Oh, geez. I can avoid being seen if I wished. But to disappear entirely, that is a rare gift.
Who is Strider?
Let's see if it says Strider. It says Aragorn, but at that time it's Strider.
It is Strider.
Andy gets double points.
Folks call him Strider.
Folks around these parts just.
Oh, how about you, Longshanks?
All right. Andy, next question.
Finish that line for 300.
Go.
Taters. Line.
What's taters, precious? Eh? Does he say A?
Yeah, he does.
Potatoes. Blank.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Boil them. Mash them, stick them in a stew. Correct.
Great job, Andy.
Thanks, man.
Just phenomenal job. All right, next question.
I'm proud of you.
Trivia for 300.
Trivia for 300.
What the fuck have we been doing this whole time?
Which actor accidentally pierced his foot with a shard of glass in a river whilst filming The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring? Hint, he wore prosthetic feet.
Oh, man. I can't think of the actor's name.
Who we got? Look at me. You got it. You got it. I'm sending it your way. I'm sending it your way.
No telepathy, please, against the rules.
I shouldn't be helping you, Andy, but my mind is melding with yours. Two are becoming one.
Oh, my God. What is his name?
He knows it. He knows it.
10. 9.
He's thinking.
8.
You got it, Andy.
7.
You got it.
This is doubly upsetting based on the show that this podcast is on.
You got it.
6. 5. 4.
You're going to crush it.
3.
Right, 2, last second, coming in hot.
1.
Here he is. He's got it right now.
I don't got it.
You must answer. Wow, Steve with the chance to steal.
Who is Sean Astin?
That is correct.
Oh, I thought that it was Mary that cut his foot.
Dominic Moynihan?
Yeah.
Monaghan.
Sean Astin.
God, well, I wouldn't have gotten. If I had known that it was Sam, I would have gotten that.
It's when they're getting.
You guys are like, you stupid son of a bitch.
All right, Steve, control of the board and much closer to victory now, 200 to 300.
Well, we have a journey that we've been going on, and we best not stray off this beaten path.
Geography of
Middle-earth.
Where Gollum spent a majority of his unnatural long life.
That place has a name?
Think Led Zeppelin.
I know this is wrong, but I honestly do not. I don't think I know the name of this at all. But what is the Misty Mountain? Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Misty Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. I thought the Misty Mountain was. I thought Gollum was knew what I meant. The Misty Mountain. Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's where Smaug hangs out.
Smaug. Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Steve, next question. I guess it's characters for 300. I'm just going to keep clicking. Yep. Aragorn's elven name / his Numenorean name.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Oh, I don't know it at all.
I used to know this.
What? What is Figwit?
Andy, with a chance to steal.
I do not want to steal.
Elisar.
Elisar, that is it. God. It's okay.
No need to take the Lord's name in vain.
You're going
to
quote a quoter.
It was a gift. Keep it. Who said that?
It was a gift. Keep it.
It was a gift. Keep it. Throw him off.
Aragorn.
It wasn't Aragorn? I want to steal.
Okay.
Who is Arwen?
Oh, that's right.
Steve with 500. Andy with nada. Dang. Zilch. Zero. I don't know any other languages for zero.
It was said, Aragorn. Does that count for something?
No. It's not quote the quoted at.
Quote the quotee.
Quote the quotee. Steve with finish that line for 400.
How very presumptuous of you, sir.
Celeborn. Oh, no way. Tell me, where is Gandalf? For
I much desire to speak with him.
What are the odds?
Oh my God.
That's amazing. This guy redeemed himself.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, Steve with trivia for
trivia 400. 400.
The Fellowship all got this after they finished filming the trilogy.
What is matching tattoos?
Tattoos. Yeah, in Elvish.
Bonus points. Who didn't get it?
One of them didn't?
Mm-hmm. His stunt double got it instead.
Aragorn.
Mm-mm. Sean Bean.
Mm-mm. I can't think of the actor's name right now, but Gimli.
Oh, Jonathan Rhys Davies?
I want to say that, but I was like thinking of the other one that was in Tudors.
Unhand me, boy. I will not
What's the guy from Tudors' name?
The show The Tudors?
Yeah.
You watch The Tudors?
Yeah.
He's Jonathan Rhys Meyers.
Yeah, okay. Reese I was Myers, like, yeah. I thought Davies, and I thought that was him, and I was like, I fucked something up.
They're very similar.
Tudors
names.
Is a deep cut. Natalie Dormer?
Yeah. Yep.
Geography of Middle Earth. Is this still Steve?
Is yeah.
1300 right. to zero. Minas Morgul. This is where the Witch King resides.
Wait, what? Is that isn't it what is Minas Morgul?
It is.
Let's not count that one.
We're not counting that one. He put the answer in the question. Minas Morgul, okay. This is where the Witch King resides.
This guy fucking ruined it. He had his back with a Celeborn quote.
Watch this.
Yep, Minas Morgul.
By the way, we should somehow put this on camera next time we do this in case the live feed works.
Mm-hmm.
It was working the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Now it's lights off.
Until just now.
When I made that comment.
You froze.
That's pretty cool.
That's okay.
We made it pretty far. We can make TikToks out of this.
Hell yeah.
Out of that.
Characters for 400. Gandalf calls to this giant beast countless times for aid. Give name.
What? Gandalf calls for this giant beast countless times for aid. Give the name.
I don't know this. I never heard this in my life.
What?
Must be from the books.
I know that Gondor calls for aid.
Uh-huh. And Rohan must answer.
Rohan contractually must answer. Gandalf calling to this giant beast. What giant beast?
I'm just going to take the points
from you. Is it the
Balrog? I'm taking the points
from
you.
What is the Balrog?
Yeah, I know you're not going to get this. I've never.
Andy, do you want to steal this shit?
I'm going to say Shadowfax.
Andy is negative 400. The answer is Gwaihir.
What the fuck is Gwaihir?
That's why I was like, I'm just taking the points.
Okay, here we go. Bringing up my phone.
Oh, we're going to Google?
I'm Googling Gwaihir.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the eagle.
Oh, the eagle's name is Gwaihir?
I was thinking about maybe saying the eagles, but it said countless times, so that lost me.
And he never actually called out for, he more like whispered to his moth friend, like, hey, buddy, go get Gwaihir.
Which we decided is a moth.
Yeah.
Not a butterfly.
Yeah. Collectively, we all knew that. That it was a moth.
Andy with quote the quoter for 400?
Yeah, let's do it.
I love how it always gets to Andy at Quote the Quoter.
A just question, my liege.
Who is
a just question, my liege?
Grima.
Grima Wormtongue, indeed.
Remember when they iced Grima for no reason?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
They're like, oh, don't hurt Saruman. Oh, Saruman fell on a spike anyway. Dang. We could have asked Grima for information because he knew shit.
Yeah, that was, I went on a rant about that, I think, like the bad strategy. Andy, finish that line for 500. That's amazing. Oh my God. This dude put the Elvish in here. Arwen, Nino Shafkali, Lasto Beth Dyer.
Ooh,
this is the one where I always go Mingdaling Nalaya.
Mingdaling Nalaya.
But that's apparently not what she says.
This is when she summons the river horses.
I think that I'm going to say it's the same words again.
It's the same exact thing?
No, I was wrong.
Steve, would you like to steal?
No.
The answer clearly is Rimo Ibrinin Danun Uler.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Duh.
Okay.
Steve, trivia so
there,
for 500.
There are people out there that would have gotten that answer.
Oh, 100%. Right. Hundo. Out of the percentage, Hundo.
Oh. So trivia for 500. The writers of Rohan, Rohirrim really were a group of... I'm not entirely sure what this is even asking me.
Dude, this question is amazing. I'm looking at the answer and I... I don't understand it, and it's amazing. Maybe this is a piece of behind the scenes trivia that I was like too high to hear on the DVDs or something.
So this is Steve, more of a BTS type question.
I don't know if it's lore. That's what I'm saying. This is Andy is going to love this answer so much
because if someone in the real world, if they came up to me like, "Excuse me, sir, the writers of Rohirrim, what are they a group of?" I would be like, "I don't know, dudes on horses."
Right.
That is so close to being the opposite of the answer.
horses on dudes.
All right.
What are bronies?
That is unfortunately incorrect. Andy, chance to steal. The writers of, hold on, maybe if I rephrase the question. The writers of Rohirrim, really were a group of.
Was that genuinely supposed to help me?
No.
Okay. We're a group of.
This is amazing.
I
want to meet this guy.
This person, I have so many questions.
I am thoroughly confused.
Sprinters.
The answer,
what is the answer?
Women with beards. I don't understand.
What? Interesting.
What?
I don't get. We're like the people riding the horses, like women that they put like beards on in the shots. Or
that's what I don't know.
If the actors were women
that they put fake beards on,
or they were bearded women from the circus.
I don't know.
It's literally women with beards. I'm going to take a picture
of this. I just Googled women riders of Rohan.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing that pops up is a Reddit thread that says the two towers, a majority of the riders of Rohan were women with fake beards.
Oh, there you go.
In order to pass as men on horses. And then they have photos of women put the prosthetic beards on their faces.
So that is what it was.
This is a behind the scenes question, not a lore question.
The reason this is so funny is that he tries to show off, but in the asking of the question, by calling them Rohirrim in parentheses, as though that would elucidate who you're talking about further, right. When it doesn't at all.
No.
And then he does the same thing here. He could have just said women with beards or women with prosthetic, but he said women parentheses with beards.
See what I did there.
Crushed it, my guy. So who's turn? Andy's question, right? Andy, the Lonely Mountain. Oh, my fucking God, dude. He said the answer in the question
God
again.
Damn it.
What is the Lonely Mountain?
Oh, my God. He got it right.
Oh, my God. Andy.
That you sucks. Know Andy needed that.
That's okay.
Andy, you're killing it. You would have gotten that anyway. If he was like, hey, where's
Smaug? Yeah. Yes, give it to him.
Where's Smaug's crib?
Yeah. I would have totally said the Misty Mountain.
Who played Smaug?
Where's he Donald Duckin', or where's he Scrooge McDuckin' into his vault pit?
I would have gotten it wrong. I would have said the Misty Mountain.
Who played Smaug?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Andy, characters for 500.
Have you seen the footage of Benedict?
Oh, it's amazing.
I love it so much. Where he's like on the ground, like, yeah. I smell you. Did you just purr at me?
Yes. That's my dragon.
This is
my sexy dragon. No.
Look at my trinkets.
Oh, shit.
Give it to me. What's the name of Theoden's son?
Jeez, old Pete.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bella. The most out of nowhere song in a movie ever.
Oh man,
I don't know. What about the Zack Snyder Aquaman? Oh, extra?
The ladies who just start singing in Aquaman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, you're right. That one's way more random. Because at least they're at a funeral. So, you know, you would sing sad songs or hymns at a funeral, but no one does that when Aquaman just leaves town.
They're so sad.
Aquaman left. Everyone, come on, get over here. We need the altos up front.
I'm going to just guess.
Hold on.
Who is?
Hold on. It's very close to Theoden's name.
Yeah.
More like Beoden.
Am I right, boys?
You got this, Andy. I trust you, man. You got this.
Let's go with who is.
It's on the tip of his tongue.
Theomir.
Theomir.
No.
No.
Steve, chance to steal.
I don't want to steal.
But you should anyway.
Wait, what is the score?
Negative 1,000 to 400.
I will steal. So it's Theoden's son.
Uh-huh.
His heir.
Uh-huh.
Eoden.
Wrong.
Dang.
It is Theodred.
Oh, it is it. Dang it.
And then the last question, Steve.
Quote the quoter.
Quote the quoter.
I think this is the first quote the quoter I've gotten.
Dang.
Not idly do the leaves of Lorien fall.
Who says that?
I know who says this.
It's one of two people. I'm trying to think of which one.
Walk me through the two.
It's either Aragorn or Gimli.
I actually disagree.
Okay.
But one of us is wrong. One of us
I'm
is
gonna
wrong.
I'm going to say, who is Aragorn?
I don't know.
That's
so.
Right.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Mm. I thought it was Legolas.
Actually, I could now that you say that, I can
not
almost
widely do the leaves of Floyd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could like hear him
saying
Grimline
from Dublin.
What are your elf eyes see? Damn.
Damn, Aragorn.
So he says that when he finds one of their brooches that Mary tore off and threw down and then got stomped by the orcs. When they're chasing him, that's real early on.
Oh, that's when he picks it up.
Not idly do the leaves of Lorien fall.
That's not a real leaf.
We're catching up with them.
That's a brooch. Yeah. Ties your cloak on.
You got him.
You got him.
I mean, somebody pulled it off. Oh, that's what you. Oh, wait. It pulls you off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's honestly, I am so stupid that is top five jokes in all of cinema for me.
Is the hammer pulled you
when
off?
He's trying to, you can fly? No, I'm more like jump, but I got my hammer and just kind of pulls me off. And, oh my God, the hammer pulls you off. It's so funny. I can't even say it without laughing. So that's it. Steve is the double victor. No need for a tiebreaker.
We're not doing Final Jeopardy up in this B?
There's no need. There's no tiebreaker. Oh, Final Jeopardy. To bet what? You have negative 100. Andy has negative 1,000.
I'm going to bet.
I don't
all.
Have a question. And so if you win, you actually go back. You lose. You see what I'm saying? Because of negative math.
This trivia game may have been the most bumpy roller coaster I've ever been on in my life, because it starts off okay. Then for whatever reason, the 200 level questions are fucking hard. And then dude starts throwing the answers in the questions. Then he brings up Celeborn. And then he's like, Peter Jackson, my favorite movie of his, Cabin Fever. The movie had nothing to do with
it. One of the quote the quoters was just all Elvish or some shit. And it was to finish that line.
Oh, and then he does the whole like, hey, you know what the Rohirrim are?
Women with beards.
Women.
Women.
With beards.
All of these questions have been in universe questions. I'm going to throw a behind the scenes question and not dictate that context to you.
That was trivia for 500.
That's true. You got me there.
Trivia.
Well done, whoever created it. What if the creator of this isn't a listener and we've just been, he's crying right now.
Good. Make a better Jeopardy.
No, we'd like to improve people's lives. Well, I think that's all the time we have for right now. The next time you hear of us, we will have just watched the season premiere, the series premiere.
Yes.
Of House of the Dragon.
Hot D.
Which debuts this Sunday, August 21st, one day after Steve's birthday, 6 days before Chris's birthday, and a full two months before Andy's birthday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 111th
birthday.
That's right, baby. And by the time Enza listens to this, she will have woken up and it'll be already, the podcast will be on already, and the show will already have long since premiered.
Yeah.
And she won't have watched it, most likely.
And if you live in that part of the world too, it'll be happening for you as well.
Yeah, that's how time works.
Yeah, time.
We love you all so much. That's all the time we have for right now. My name is Chris.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Steve.
And this was Streaming Things. Happy streaming.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow.
Speaking of meow, meow, meow.
You got kitties?
I do have kitties. Well, they're less kitties and more just some cool cats, and they are our Patreon subscribers.
I love these mic arms.
Tell me, who are these Patreon subscribers? For I would very much like to thank them.
Well, Celeborn, let me tell you, we have a lot of them. Thank you so much to A. Wells, Aaron B., Aaron K., Aaron L., Double A, Aaron A., Adam C., Adam H., Adam R., Aiden, Allison, Amanda K., Amanda S., Andre, the Giant maybe? That would be cool. Andrew G., Andrew P., Andy, Annalise, I think that's how you pronounce that, Annalise, Annie, RK Shenanigans, Ariana, Arcadia, Double R, Aaron A., Ashley, Austin, Barb, thank you, Brandon, Brianna, Brenda, Brett, Brittany, thank you, Cake.
Thank you, Cake.
Thank you, Caleb. Carlo, Carmelita, thank you, Caleb. Casey G, Casey H, Casey M. We're growing Casey's. We got so many Casey's, we don't know what to do with them, but thank them.
That's what we know.
Yeah. Thank you, Katarina, Chloe, Chris, Cindy, Clay. Thank you, Cody. Cody's awesome. Cody does a lot of work for us behind the scenes.
Cody is awesome.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Damien. Oh, man. Can you imagine if Damien was a Targaryen?
It's all for you, Damien.
What's that from?
The Omen.
Oh, I haven't seen The Omen.
Oh. Damien! It's all for you! And then she jumps off the building.
Well, from now on, Andy.
Spoilers!
Now on, Andy, you have to say that every time we thank Damien. thank you, Danae. Thank you, Danielle. David, DC Hart, Debbie, E. Lopez, Elizabeth, Enza, Erica, Irvin, Gavin, Georgia, Hannah, Heath.
Georgia.
Thank you, Irene. Thank you, Jadinklage. Thank you, Jocelyn, Jacob.
Jadinklage.
Is he Belgian chocolate? thank you, Jack and Daxter 93.
Fuck yeah. That game's awesome.
Thank you, Jake, James, Jared, Jeanette, Jen. Jenna, AJ, Jennifer, Jenny, Jess, Jesse, or Jess. I don't know if it's just Jess or Jesse. How would you say that? It's a J-E-S-S-E.
Jesse.
That's Jesse. Okay. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Jillian B, Jillian L, Jillian M. We got a ton of Jillians out there. Holy smokes. Thank you, Jimmy, Joel A, Joel D. Thank you both. There are two of them. John M's. There are two of them. There's also a John T and a John R. A lot of Johns out there. It's only the most common name in America. There's bound to be a bunch of them. Thank you, Jordan. I think
it's Muhammad.
Why the fuck would it be between that or Muhammad?
It's the most common name on earth, you idiot. Read a book.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Jordan W. Thank you, Joshua, Joyce, Judy, Julia, Jungle, Justin, Kalisha, Candace, Kate, Katharina, Katie B, Katie M, Kayla, Carrie, Kevin, Kiki, Kimberly, Cody, Kristen, Kyle, and Lady Pris. Thank you so much. I'm getting tired. This is a lot of names.
My lady.
We got so many people to thank here. Thank you, Lauren, Lee, Lisa, Lizzo, Is that like, do you think
Lizzo?
Is that the what? Artist Lizzo? Question. I have
my
a question.
Balenci, my Balenciusi?
I have a question for you guys. Why are men great till they got to be great?
She's 100% that bitch. She just took a DNA test.
Turns out. Thank you, Max Squared. Thank you, Mallory, Marcelina, Marcus, Maria, Matt, Melina, Melissa, Mels, Michael, Michael A, Michael M, Mike. This is the less formal Michael. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you, MJ, Monique, Nate, Neil, Nick, Nicole C. We only have one Nicole C now. There can only be one.
Only one.
Thank you, Nicole H. Thank you, Orion, Paula, Patty, Phil, Philip O, Rachel, Rachel B, Rachel M, Rebecca, Reese, the Reed family.
Every single one.
All of them.
All of them. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Samantha. Thank you, Sandra, Sarah F, Sarah P, Savannah, Sean, Sean C. There are two different Seans. Thank you, Sergio, Shannon, Shay, Shep, Stacy. Stacy, there are two Stacys. One of you has an E in your name. The other one does not.
Stacy with an E.
Thank you, Steph, Stephanie, Stephanie L, Stephanie P, Stephen the Fifth. Thank you, Suzanne, Sydney, Tabitha, Tamara, Tara, Taylor, Teresa, the Alex G. Thank you, Thomas J, Thomas V. Thank you, Thumbs. Thank you, Toby, Tori, Trisha, Tyler, Will B, Will N, Yolanda, and Zach. Thank you guys so much for being real awesome.
Love you so much.
Thank Bye. You ever so much.
Oh, Celeborn, you're still here.
Yes.
What have you been doing?
How do I get out of here?
The doorknob. You get it. Oh, unlock the door.
I would very much like to leave.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.